Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From high atop the ice surface at MTS Center, we welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Drew Mindell here, doing solo duties for tonight's post-game podcast. The Winnipeg Jets defeating the Colorado Avalanche tonight by a 5-3 margin for their first victory since the All-Star break ended. They've now earned points, the Jets that is, have now earned points in three consecutive games. A win tonight that they simply had to have, facing off against a tired Colorado team, having played their second game in the span of 22 hours, the Avalanche having lost last night in St. Paul, Minnesota to the Wild. With the loss tonight, I think it's safe to say that the Colorado Avalanche are not going to be a playoff team this season. This was a key road trip for them. They lost last night in St. Paul, 1-0 to the Minnesota Wild team that they are battling with. And now this game in Winnipeg tonight, where the Avalanche fall to the Jets by a 5-3 margin, as I said, probably all but eliminates them from playoff contention in the NHL's Western Conference and the Central Division. Although the Avs did lose tonight, they did open the scoring. That came at the 10:57 mark of the first period. Tyson Barrie returns to the Avalanche lineup for the first time in three games, makes an immediate impact with his sixth of the year, assist to Alex Tanguy, and Jerome Iginla. There was a delayed penalty coming to the Jets on this play. Barrie picked up the puck in his own zone, skated into the Jets end, and with a great wrist shot top corner, beats Andre Pavlik, giving the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. That's how the first period ended. It was a fairly uneventful first period. Shots on goal, the Jets did lead by 11-6 margin, but for the most part, it picked up a little bit in the latter half of the first period, but for the most part, it was a pretty dull opening 20 minutes. Second period was all Winnipeg, and that really ended the game at that point in time. Jets tie up the game at the 2:04 mark of the second period. Matthew Perreault gets his 18th of the year, assist to Mark Scheifele and Dustin Byfuglien. That line was absolutely fantastic for the Jets tonight. The three players, all three of whom were actually the three stars tonight, combine for 8 points. Scheifele two assists. Byfuglien and Perreault each with a goal and two assists. On this one, it's a good forecheck by the Jets. Scheifele's allowed to walk out from behind the goal line. It's a jam play on Varlamov. The puck squeezes out to Matthew Perreault, who's on the other side of the crease, bangs it into the wide-open net, and it's 1-1, 2:04 into the second period. Jets take a 2-1 lead on the power play at the 5:42 mark of the second. Dustin Byfuglien with his 13th of the year, assist to Brian Little and Blake Wheeler. On this play, Blake Wheeler actually ends up at the right point, feeds it across to Brian Little with a one-time shot. Dustin Byfuglien's in front of Semyon Varlamov, causing a great deal of havoc, as Buff is known to do on the power play, and he actually gets his stick on the puck as well as causing the havoc. It gets past Varlamov. It's 2-1 for the Jets at that point. Little under 8 minutes later, 13:24 mark of the second period, it becomes 3-1 for the Jets as Ben Chiarot gets his second of the year, assist to Jim Slater and Chris Thorburn. It's a two-on-two rush at this point. Chiarot jumps up into the play as well. Thorburn feathers a pass across to Slater. Slater tips it in on Varlamov, in stride. It's a nice tip. The rebound goes over to Chiarot, who has joined the rush. Nobody picks him up. Nobody ties up the stick of Chiarot. Puts it into the back of into the empty net where Varlamov can't get across in time. It's 3-1 Winnipeg at the 13:24 mark of the second period. You're thinking at that point in time, given the Avalanche have been quite listless, with the exception of the Tyson Barrie goal, they really didn't have many other great opportunities to that point in the game. You're thinking 3-1 for the Jets. You're in a pretty good spot. Jets decide to really put it to bed 2 minutes and 24 seconds later. This makes it 4-1 for the Jets. It's another power play goal. It's a 5-on-3 power play at this point. Brian Little gets his 21st goal of the season, assist to Matthew Perreault and Dustin Byfuglien. What you have here is a cross-ice pass from Perreault to Little, sort of in the same spot he was when he got the assist on the Dustin Byfuglien goal. Instead of a one-timer here, it's a wrist shot, and he goes bar down past Varlamov. It's 4-1 Jets at the end of 40 minutes, an absolutely dominating period for the team from Winnipeg. And given that the Avs have played, haven't shown much, playing their second game in two nights, you think that they're going to have to jump on, they're going to have to come out strong to start the third in order to keep their playoff hopes alive, really. They don't do much for the first 5 minutes of the third period. It's a pretty disjointed start to the third period. The Jets obviously not taking very many risks, or any risks really, given that they have the 3-goal lead. The Avalanche do make it 4-2 at the 7:07 mark of the third period. Duchesne with his 14th of the year, assist to Jerome Iginla and Nate Genin on this one. And it's a Iginla's coming in. He passes it across to Duchesne in stride, and it's simple tip on the puck, and it squeaks past Pavlik. Jacob Trouba fails to tie up Duchesne's stick on this one. Pavlik probably wants to make that save, as Duchesne didn't get a ton on the shot. In any event, it's 4-2 at that point in time for the Jets, and there's 13 minutes to go in the game. Any thought of an Avalanche comeback ends at the 11:03 mark of the third period. Jacob Trouba gets his 6th of the year, assist to Matthew Perreault and Mark Scheifele. Probably the nicest goal the Jets are going to score all year long. Scheifele's coming down the left wing. He drops the pass back to Perreault. Perreault, with his great vision, sees Trouba jumping up to join the play, feathers the pass across the ice, and this is the cross-ice pass was there all game for the Jets. Trouba puts it right into the empty net past Varlamov. A beautiful passing play, one you should probably see tonight on your local highlight show, SportsCenter on TSN, if you will. It's 5-2 Winnipeg with about 8 minutes or so, 9 minutes or so to go in the game. The Avalanche score to make it 5-3 at the 17:40 mark of the third period. This is just 5 seconds after a Jets penalty has ended. It's Alex Tanguay with his 14th of the year, assist to Matt Duchesne and Cody McLeod. The Avs actually made it a 6-on-4 as they pulled Varlamov, trailing by 3 goals and with the power play opportunity. Puck comes out. It's a bouncing puck. It's a bit of a scramble play. Puck comes out to Matt Duchesne. Matt Duchesne gets the puck. He goes cross crease to Alex Tanguay, who's unmarked at the side of the Jets' net. He puts it past Andre Pavlik. It's 5-3 with a little more than 2 minutes to go. That's as close as the Avalanche came. They didn't really have many other scoring opportunities. Jets had a number of scoring chances to put the puck into the empty net. They weren't able to do so. The refs probably actually missed one call in particular where Wheeler had a good opportunity and had his feet taken out from under him. Questionable whether it should have been an automatic goal. The refs chose not to call it. Ultimately, no big deal as the Jets win by a 5-3 margin. The best players for the Jets, as we mentioned, Dustin Byfuglien, Mark Scheifele, Matthew Perreault combining for 8 points. The three stars of tonight's game are those three gentlemen. The top line of Ladd, Little, and Wheeler was also going. Blake Wheeler especially had a good jump throughout the 60 minutes of tonight's contest. Colorado Avalanche point of view, not much that you want to take from that game. Nathan MacKinnon continued his terrible year, was all but invisible tonight on the ice. Same with Gabriel Landeskog. Not a great year all around for the Avalanche and their young offensive forwards. And we saw that tonight as the Avalanche were led actually by Jerome Iginla, with two assists. Matt Duchesne with a goal and an assist. Alex Tanguay with a goal and an assist as well. So nothing from Ryan O'Reilly, nothing from Gabriel Landeskog, and nothing from Nathan MacKinnon, who the Avalanche really do rely on, or thought they were going to rely on at the beginning of the season. If you look at the Jets from a time on ice point of view, on the back end, it looks like Zach Bogosian led all defensemen with 22 minutes and 22 seconds of ice time. Toby Enstrom, 21:58. Jacob Trouba, 21:09. The Jets are able to evenly distribute the ice time amongst their defensemen. Party and Stewart each in around 16 minutes, 17 minutes. Ben Sherrod at 13 minutes. So a lot of the Jets defensemen getting ice time. Nobody taxed especially hard tonight. In terms of the forward group, you look at Blake Wheeler, 22 minutes and 16 seconds. Ladd and Little each at Ladd at 20:37, Little at 20:46, Matthew Perreault 18:40, Mark Scheifele 19:57, and Dustin Byfuglien at 18:20. Truly was a force on that second line alongside Matthew Perreault and Mark Scheifele. Jets next in action Tuesday night, of course, as the Minnesota Wild come to town, a key Central Division matchup here in Winnipeg, as the Wild have been absolutely on fire since the All-Star break, led by the goaltending of Devan Dubnyk, who they acquired from the Phoenix Coyotes, or the Arizona Coyotes, not that long ago. The Wild have been on fire, and they have designs on catching the Winnipeg Jets starting Tuesday night in Winnipeg when those two teams meet up. For my colleague Ezra Ginsberg, who's gathering audio from the Colorado Avalanche dressing room, I'm your host, analyst, I don't know, everything else under the sun here on the Illegal Curve postgame podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Tuesday night here from MTS Center.